Serena Morales here with Jared Goff. Day three of OTAs. What's the vibe going into day three or in the OTAs in general, especially given last season's success?
Yeah, you know, it's been exciting getting back with the guys and, you know, getting to get some sort of chemistry with Brandon now on the field against the defense. And the same with Robert and Cooper and Tyler and Gerald and all those guys, just being able to get more and more on the same page with them. And it's been great. It's been great. Team's starting to gel, and offensively we're definitely gelling. I think defensively the new faces are starting to gel as well.
It's a very sophisticated offense that Coach McVay runs. What's the comfort level now?
Yeah, much more. I think every time I, you know, step out on the field, it becomes much more comfortable. And you know, it started back around this time last year, building that up until this point. And you know, at this time next year, I'll probably say the same thing. It just continues to get more comfortable.
What about you as a leader? A lot of guys have been like, "Oh yeah, he's a leader coming into this season, especially." What does it mean to be a leader? Described as a leader?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously a huge honor, and just try to carry yourself the right way, and you know, be the best teammate you can be, and try to set an example is the best way I can describe it.
So is there like a leadership like school that people go to?
No.
Where do you learn that?
I mean, for me personally, I think I've played the position for 17 years now, since I was about.
So it's tough.
Yeah, so it's kind of just like ingrained. You know, you kind of have an idea of how to handle certain situations, and I don't know. We've got a lot of great leaders on this team.
Coach McVay, very excited day one of OTAs with Brandon Cooks. What's exciting to you?
I think the number one thing is how great he wants to be and how great his work ethic is. And obviously he's got great talent and is a great person, is a great player. But, you know, without the work ethic, you never know where that's going to be. And I think, you know, you can see how hard he works and how bad he wants to be great and how many questions he asks. And all that is so much fun to work with.
All the weapons you have on offense, is there something in particular you're looking to improve this season?
Yeah, just efficiency. I think, you know, one thing in particular for me would be completions percentage and getting that up and continuing to get the ball in the playmakers' hands, you know, continuing to not take as many sacks and get the ball out to guys like Todd and on the checkdowns like that. So just, you know, better efficiency and continue to take care of the ball.
Now that you're coming into the season, how did you spend your off season? How's that golf game going for you?
It's getting better. I'm working on it. Still not where I'd like it to be, but
scratch golfer now.
Yeah, no, I wish. No, I've been working on it here and there.
Is that a namaste moment for you? Because it's very frustrating to play golf for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's like your calming moment.
Golf?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm not. I'm no good at golf. I wish I was good. No, but I like playing. I like having fun out there, but I don't get to play probably as much as I'd like to, but that's all right.
That's all right. Now you're doing this. We're playing football. You can catch all of the OTAs, Jared Goff, and more at therams.com.